You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
RNIB are celebrating Braille 200, and Dave Williams has been on the road as part of his library tour, and today he is in Worcester and he joins me now. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, good morning, Barry. Fantastic to be with you from a slightly snowy and quite cold Worcester this morning.
I think it's cold all over the country, Dave. So I believe you're at the Hive today in Worcester.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so we're keeping warm in the Hive. We're down on level zero, which is their basement level. And we're just in the process of setting up for our latest instalment of the Braille and Beyond Library Tour, which is celebrating 200 years of tactile literacy.
So what are you going to be doing today?
So we are going to be showing library staff and visiting members of the public a wide range of Braille products and services and equipment, and also sharing a bit of information about why Braille is important, who it's for, the role that it plays in the lives of blind and partially sighted people, explaining the benefits and how Braille, you know, really fits into that modern communications continuum alongside all audio and large print, you know, having that mix of formats available to us depending on the task in hand, and also obviously able to answer questions and really just get the message out that actually Braille is very vibrant, it's alive and well, it's in all our devices, and it's still very much needed and necessary in 2024.
Now, is it easy to learn? I know you're a huge advocate and a user yourself. Is it easy to learn?
Well, I guess the question is, you know, is print easy to learn, right? You know, Braille is basically reading for your fingers like print is for your eyes. You know, sometimes people say to me, you know, what do all those different combinations of dots mean? You know, and I wonder, well, what do all those different loops and lines mean in print? And the Braille alphabet, you can learn that in just a few weeks, right? In a very short space of time, you can learn enough Braille to write your name, do a Christmas card. And in fact, you don't even have to learn Braille to use it. You can get devices like the Dymo Braille Labeler or Braille playing cards, which have print on there as well. So you're able to be a Braille ally and include the Braille reader in your life without actually learning any Braille. But, you know, the first thing, Barry, to start off with is to develop your tactile skills, right? So whether that's cooking, crafts, playing a musical instrument, even Lego, right? All great ways to learn to gather information by touch, fine motor control, tracking, all the things that you're going to need when you start to use Braille. So developing those pre-Braille tactile skills, so important before you really start embarking on that journey of learning the Braille code. And then once you start learning the Braille code, it's simply that each letter of the alphabet, every number and punctuation symbol, they're just different combinations of dots that fit under your fingertip. And obviously it does take a little while to get used to reading by touch. So the thing is to do it little and often, be kind to yourself, find allies, join a group. RNIB can certainly help with that. I'm also involved with the Braillist Foundation, as listeners may know, the Braillist Foundation, a UK-based charity, and we promote Braille literacy for adult learners as well. So you can learn Braille at any age.
And it is compatible with the modern world as well. Braille and technology do go together well.
Absolutely right. You know, Braille was one of the first digital ways of representing text. You know, it's a 6-bit system, I suppose, and it actually exists in all our devices. So if you've got a smartphone in your pocket, Barry, or a tablet or a laptop in front of you, that device will have built into it Braille software. And RNIB has contributed to many of those standards that make that software work. And if the device doesn't, maybe it's an older device, if it doesn't have Braille software built in, it can be added really easily and often at very low cost.
And just to reiterate, you're at the Hive in Worcester today, and you would like the public to come along and to chat to you.
Absolutely. Everything you wanted to know about Braille but were too afraid to ask, this is that opportunity. This is the third stop on our Braille and Beyond Library Tour here in Worcester on the 5th of December. We're going to be in Clitheroe in Lancashire. And then towards the end of January, we're looking forward to coming up to Scotland as well. And then we'll be in Wales and Northern Ireland early next year. So really trying to get around the UK. Braille 200, it's everybody's chance to celebrate 200 years of tactile literacy. You know, and if you're not a Braille user and you're wondering, you know, what can you do just to be an ally? How about just describing your posts on social media, right? If you put a picture on social media, if you put a little text description on there, that helps somebody who's a Braille reader as well.
Well, good luck with it all, Dave Williams, RNIB's Inclusive Design Ambassador. Thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's good to be with you, Barry. Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.